Well, it started as a brainstorm idea in 2016, and soon this dream will come to fruition. With the tagline, "Everyone belongs at the table," Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe will open in the Clark Family Center at Catholic Charities of Oregon headquarters. But this is no ordinary cafe. Germaine's Cafe is dedicated to training and employing individuals experiencing intellectual and developmental disabilities. Well, running the kitchen is Chef John Wirtis, who believes that food, the very thing that sustains our body, can also be the foundation for sustaining and transforming our local communities. Chef John is joining me in studio today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Chef John, you say you have two passions, food and people. So when did those passions come together when you decided to become a chef?
I think it really came together when I started to teach. And I had my first opportunity to teach with Le Cordon Bleu. And to be able to sort of pay it forward was wonderful. I mean, my career has been wonderful to me as I've grown through the stages and coming out of culinary school and working my way through different restaurant groups and hotels. I really found my passion being able to still cook and be able to pass that on with people. So it's just been a wonderful, wonderful blessing.
We know here in the Portland area, of course, pre-pandemic, we are a food lover's paradise. You've been a part of the food culture in Portland for quite a while.
I have. 17 years I was here, a big part of that as an executive chef with the McCormick & Schmidt Group back in its heyday. In Beaverton here in the Southwest at their flagship restaurant, Jake's Famous Crawfish, as well as the Harborside. And then I was fortunate to be able to teach for Le Cordon Bleu and, again, starting to share my passion for a lot of that.
And your passion for food, does it take on a flavor? Are we talking about American comfort or Le Cordon Bleu with classic French cuisine? Kind of what is your favorite foods to fix for people?
I would say it's sort of the comfort food with a twist. So I do add my own little makeup to it. A lot of the stuff that we'll be serving and I currently am serving at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe is from my mom and my family. So there are a lot of those traditional recipes that are understandable, recognizable, and just downright right delicious.
Oh, we are looking forward to it. It's a wonderful idea to be able to do this. Now, the program is still developing. The kitchen and cafes to the public, not yet quite open. And your first training groups are coming in. So what considerations do you have to think about when working with individuals who have IDD?
So a couple things. I mean, our training program is going to go for 16 weeks. So a little bit longer than I've done in the past. And again, I just want to really make sure that our students really grasp the concepts and they have time to try things multiple times to be able to work on skills so they really feel comfortable when they do go out into the industry and they're able to take on jobs and tasks or even working at home with their own family to feel comfortable being part of throwing a party for the family and things like that. I think for some of the other things, we completely put together a new kitchen. And so really a lot of state-of-the-art equipment is in there, things to make it user-friendly, tables at different heights, and things like that. So, I mean, I think we have all the right tools in place. We actually have a Craftsman toolbox, a big, I don't know, 5 foot tall toolbox. And in all the drawers where normally you see wrenches and screwdrivers are French knives, paring knives, whisks, ladles, scoops, and they're all labeled. So there's a language that's spoken in the kitchen that is one of its own. And so I really want the students to be able to know that. So I'm not just saying, can you go get me a knife? I want them to say, can you get me a French knife or a paring knife or a serrated knife that they know exactly what they're going for and different kinds of pots and pans and things like that.
Oh, it sounds like you're really kind of taking into consideration very much the people who you will be working with in this training program. So those that participate, I think you said 16 weeks, what types of things then do they learn and then be able to do once they've completed the program?
Yeah, so it's 16 weeks. It's broken up into four 4-week tiers. And then for the first three tiers. They'll be at the Clark Family Center working on skill development, job skills, life skills, things of that nature, slicing, dicing, all the different cooking procedures of roasting, baking, broiling, saute, pan fry, deep fry. So they're really able to have the skills necessary to go out into the industry to be able to cook and clean. And, you know, it's safety first. So they're going to work on getting their health card, so their food handler's card, so they need that when they work in restaurants or hotels or different places that handle food. So, you know, those are some of the things that they'll be working on.
Chef John Wirtis is joining me today. Chef John is preparing a kitchen that is going to not only serve the public, but also serve those in need. We are talking about the Germain Kitchen and Cafe as part of Catholic Charities of Oregon. Chef John, have you had experience or in your skills with training people with special needs? And are there things that in that part of that training that have kind of surprised you that you didn't expect of working with this particular population?
I had definitely some skills at this in the past. I had been down in Arizona for about 10 years and worked in nonprofit down there and developed workforce development training programs with people with other barriers to employment. And I think really finding patience for what I do, and understand that also not everybody is going to take to it possibly like I do. I have an extreme passion for what I do. I love what I do. And, you know, a lot of people really grab onto that, and, you know, some people just want to enjoy it. So I think understanding that everybody sort of takes it on at their own different level. And that's something that I've really have been working with a lot.
Oh, as Christ did, meeting people where they are and then walk together. That is exactly what it sounds like you are doing. Chef John, now you have a kitchen that is running. Of course, this all started before the pandemic. While restaurants are closing down, we're trying to open one up. And I know that that is quite complicated, and we're in hopes that this will open up soon. But it is a kitchen that's currently running. Can you kind of share with our listeners what's happening in the kitchen right now?
Absolutely. We just finished putting together a real state-of-the-art kitchen with some of the top-of-the-line equipment and tools there. Currently, we are doing about 100 to 160 meals every day that go out to our street residents in the community, as well as people that are living in transitional housing, just to help them get a really wonderful, nutritious, and delicious meal. I think one of the other things that are really cool, that's really cool about our program, is our program is 100% gluten-free. And a couple things about that. One, it's just a good way to eat. Secondly, it really helps people that have certain disabilities, people that have that are on the autism spectrum or Tourette's. It really helps them out a lot. So again, we're working with that in different nutritional aspects to really make the diet wonderful, not only for the people that are in the training program, but to make sure that the people that are in need are really eating a good meal.
Chef John, there is more I want to talk to you about, but I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour?
I'll be here.
I am continuing now my conversation with Chef John Wirtis. Chef John is joining me today because the Germain's Kitchen and Cafe is close to opening in the Clark Family Center at Catholic Charities of Oregon. And he's joining me today to talk about this very special mission. Chef John, thank you so much for staying with me through the break.
You betcha.
Well, for our listeners who didn't catch our first conversation, kind of give them a feel for what we talked about in our first hour as to what the goals are of the Germain's Kitchen and Cafe.
So really, the goals are is to really help those adults experiencing intellectual and developmental disabilities come into a workforce development culinary training program and really get the job skills and life skills needed to go out into the community and into our industry and find viable work, to be able to pun intended, feed the soul.
Yeah.
And really help themselves as they help others to go with it. We'll be doing this. We're going to be looking for a ton of volunteers to help with this program. We have other culinarians and training people. We have people from the educational Portland Public Schools to help us with the program. And really, through the 16-week training program, they're going to go through all sorts of job skills and life skills, from cooking and knife skills to working well with others and how to work in an interview. And then they're going to have, for their last 4 weeks, they're going to be over at one of our other properties at Sacred Heart Villa, which is a housing for low-income seniors. And we're going to turn that into a little mini restaurant where they're going to be able to work and put their skills to practice and serve those that are there at Sacred Heart Villa.
It's a great program that are going to connect people with education, with the community, and then with future jobs. I think that, and pray that it'll be wonderfully successful. Chef John, the date has not been set yet, but it could be in the next few months that it'll be able for the public to attend. For those of us who want to come, to want to support you, maybe unsure of what it might be like attending a cafe where people who are serving them are also those with IDD, what can we do as a public when we come in to show confidence or to really kind of help those people serving us to say, yeah, what you're doing is fantastic?
I think exactly that is, be patient, be understanding. Come there just like you would go anywhere else, with the idea that you're going to enjoy a meal, you're going to enjoy the company you're with, you know that you're supporting a great program with people that are giving it their all every single day, every moment. They are really, really trying with everything that they have to make your experience the best that they possibly can.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful opening, and we are looking forward to that. What else we might be looking forward to is knowing what might be on that menu. Now, I know it's not been set in stone, but do you have an idea, maybe a flair or a flavor that the kitchen will bring forward?
I mean, other than, you know, like I mentioned earlier, a little bit with the gluten-free piece, I mean, there'll be all sorts of different things. I think we're going to, again, follow the seasons. We work currently also with a lot of local farms and distributors and artisan cheesemakers, local vendors and things like that. So, again, we'll have seasonally fresh food, different salads. We'll be making our own fresh pasta, again, gluten-free. We'll be doing a lot of our own baking. We'll do some great desserts. But, again, the students are going to be making everything to order. Sandwiches will be made to order. There will be things to take to go if you want to do that. So a lot of different things, but I'd say it's going to have Northwest comfort behind it.
Oh, everything that we love here in the Portland area. Chef John Wirtis is joining me today. He is with Catholic Charities of Oregon, Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe, that is getting set to open soon in the Clark Family Center. Now, I know that it's one step at a time, and we're trying to put the training program together and then opening the kitchen, but there are also those big dreams. Do you see how or where this type of program can really expand and what the next steps might be for the people in the program?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, we're definitely looking for it to grow in a couple different ways. I think there's other social enterprise aspects that we'll be coming aboard. I think we'd love to open up and to do catering. I mean, we'll start small with, you know, some of our different departments at Catholic Charities and be able to do small little events for them, or, you know, weekend retreats and things like that. But I think we'll expand into larger catering. I definitely want to do a food subscription, you know, again, gluten-free to the community at large. Classes, you know, just classes for the rest of the community to be able to work with us. And, you know, I think there's a lot of different things that we are going to be looking forward to.
Oh, we are all looking forward to that, and we wish you all of the best. You said just a moment ago, a huge team of volunteers are needed. Are you asking the public who have certain skills or special talents to join you in any way in that, to volunteer?
Absolutely. We are truly in need of volunteers in the kitchen to, you know, help package our food that we're doing that are going out to those that are living in transitional housing or those on the streets, to help cook, to help support our students, you know, when the training program comes to life. We really need volunteers in a lot of different ways. When we have the Sacred Heart Villa open up and we have our little restaurant there, we're going to need volunteers to help the students in the front of the house, serving the guests and taking orders, also helping them in the back of the house, you know, getting the prep done and putting the meals together for the residents there at Sacred Heart Villa. So there's a lot. We also are looking for people to help teach the soft skills, do interview skills and things of that nature as well.
So there is a wide variety of needs. So we're so excited. Well, Chef John, I really appreciate it. Now, with just a couple minutes left, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Father's Day is also the first day of summer. It's coming up this weekend. Let's say the family wants to get together, make something special for your dad. Do you have a suggestion what the whole family can get in on to make the day special?
Wow. To make me my favorite food. So I am just an incredible seafood lover. So I would say anything seafood would be wonderful. It's sort of interesting because right now, before I came here, I was actually making mac and cheese, which is truly one of sort of like one of my kryptonites. It's just hard not to eat.
All right. Well, tell us your favorite mac and cheese recipe. How's it coming together?
So it's, again, it's from my mom, and it is really simple. It's a four-ingredient mac and cheese. It's made with pasta. So in this case, I'll be using gluten-free. Mom did not. But it's the pasta, it's sour cream, it's American cheese, and tomato soup. And it's all just put together, mixed, put in a pan, and you bake it.
The tomato soup in with the mac and cheese.
Correct.
Oh.
So in this case, I made the tomato soup for it. I am so excited to share it with those, you know, in the community. And it's just really exciting to do that.
Well, we look forward to that recipe on the menu at Jermaine's Kitchen and Cafe.
Thanks.
Chef John, thank you so much for your time today.
Been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And again, that is Chef John Wordis. He is the executive chef at Jermaine's Kitchen and Cafe. It is getting set to open soon at Clark Family Center at Catholic Charities of Oregon. We will be sure to keep you updated on all of the happenings. And if you are looking to volunteer or want to find out more information, I will be sure to add a link to where you can get straight to their webpage. And you're going to find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.